From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The FBI reportedly will assist Uganda in investigating yesterday's bombings in Kampala. At least 74 people are confirmed dead, about as many injured after twin bombings in the capital. The explosions in Kampala leveled two bars where fans had gathered to watch the World Cup finals on television. A Somali Islamist group known as Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility. Al-Shabaab claims links with Al-Qaeda, and the State Department has declared it a terrorist organization. The Treasury Department says employers could save billions of dollars on their tax bills thanks to a new incentive designed to encourage hiring. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, officials are stopping short of saying that the measure has actually produced more jobs.
The tax incentive, in place since March, rewards businesses that hire employees who've been out of work for 2 months or more. Employers don't have to pay those workers' payroll taxes this year, and they qualify for a $1,000 tax bonus if the workers keep their jobs at least 12 months. Assistant Treasury Secretary Alan Krueger says employers of some 4.5 million new hires qualified for the tax incentive in its first 3 months, though some may not know it.
One of our goals is to get the word out as to how many employees are being hired who are eligible, and hopefully employers will learn more about opportunities under this temporary tax cut for them.
Krueger says it's hard to know how many of the 4.5 million workers would have found jobs anyway without the tax break. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Cuba's former president, Fidel Castro, is expected to make a rare appearance on Cuban television tonight. Nick Miroff reports from Havana that the 83-year-old has been living in seclusion since he underwent emergency intestinal surgery in 2006.
Castro is scheduled to appear on the government's nightly Roundtable Public Affairs show to discuss current events in the Middle East and U.S. nuclear tensions with Iran. With his 79-year-old younger brother Raul now running Cuba, the elder Castro has become the island's main foreign affairs columnist in recent years, giving his opinions on everything from global warming to the Obama presidency. He generally refrains from commenting on domestic Cuban issues, but he's widely believed to consult with his brother on all major decisions. Recent photos of Castro meeting privately with foreign leaders and dignitaries have shown him looking healthier than he did several years ago. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.
Spain's expecting a group of freed Cuban political prisoners and their families to arrive in Madrid tomorrow. Last week, Cuba announced it would release 52 prisoners as the communist island nation comes under heavy pressure to take more steps toward democracy. It is uncertain if all or some of the former prisoners will be arriving in Spain tomorrow. Last check on Wall Street, Dow's up 15 points at 10,213. From Washington, this is NPR News. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev warns Iran is getting closer to creating nuclear weapons. This may be the strongest indication yet that Russia is increasingly worried. Even though it's been Tehran's main nuclear partner, Russia's building Iran's first nuclear power plant near the city of Bushehr. Russia's voicing concerns after recently resetting diplomatic ties with the U.S. and pledging improved relations. An Israel military report concludes mistakes were made that led to the commandos' raid of a Gaza-bound aid flotilla in late May. It says flawed intelligence gathering led officials to underestimate the chance of encountering violent resistance. French lawmakers will vote tomorrow on a proposal to ban the full Muslim face veil. Anita Elash reports that even though the measure is likely to pass, it could still face a constitutional challenge.
The law imposes a fine on women who cover their faces and a fine and possible jail term on anyone who forces them to. Members of all political parties say they will either vote in favor or abstain, but no one plans to vote against. The Senate will likely approve the decision in September, but legal scholars say the bill could still be overturned by the French Constitutional Court or the European Court of Human Rights. About 2,000 women in France wear a burqa or a niqab, and some experts believe they will simply stop once the law is passed. But one businessman plans to fight it. He's using money from property sales to set up a $1.25 million defense fund for women who are charged. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.